Good morning. Before we read, let us start with the prayer for guidance. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. The scripture for today is Romans 6, 12 through 23. It is on page 156 of the New Testament in your pew Bibles. Therefore, do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you get from the things of which you now are ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
On a day in which we celebrate freedom, the word slave doesn't seem like a word that we would be hearing today. But I want to tell you there is a beauty and a dignity in being a slave to God. And these folks this week were slaves to God, and through him they have been made righteous, and he is sanctifying them. And we pray that they will continue in that faith all the days of their lives, that God would bring them home. We are so proud of you guys. You inspire us every summer, and we are looking forward to hearing each of you with your testimonies right now, or those who have chosen to do that. Just a word for folks, I am not preaching a sermon today, in case you were wondering. You're probably going, oh my goodness, you know, we're no preaching today, except from these guys. So I hand it over to you, okay? So.
All right, if those who I've asked to speak this morning and agreed, if you all would come up.
I have the yellow cards.
So I just wanted to start out saying thank you so much for supporting us with your prayers and financially supporting our youth. You do that all year long, and because of what you do for us, we're able to take them and let them experience God's love. And we do that here, but there's something about stepping out of your comfort zone and 7 days a week serving and praising God. So I'd like to share one God sighting with you this morning. So before the trip, I got a text about somebody asking me about what's the dates of the mission trip. And this was several months ago, probably around February, and I responded back with what the dates were. And I didn't hear anything from this individual for a long time, and didn't see the individual, and I thought, okay, she's not interested. So then, unfortunately, we had somebody who couldn't go because they had an accident. And so I get a text from them or a phone call saying, you know what, this is what's happened to me. I've fallen and I've broken my arm, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to go. I'm going to go to the doctor in a few days, and we'll, from there, see what's going on. I'll back up about 1 week before that. I got another text from that individual I hadn't heard from for a while saying, what's the dates of the mission trip again? Do you have any spots left? And I knew the camp was full, so I responded back with, I'm so sorry, you know, I don't have a spot. So when this happened, the first thing that came to my mind was this individual. If it doesn't work out for the person who's broken their arm, maybe this individual can still go. And then you struggle with, do I text or call this person now, or do I wait? So the next day, a conversation was between a good friend of mine and the individual that was supposed to go on the trip. And I get a phone call from my good friend saying, hey, do you know, had this conversation today, and I think she's really interested in the trip. I thought, there's my sign. I need to call her or text her now. So I decided, well, let me text her and say, hey, there's a possibility of this spot on the trip. Are you interested? And no sooner did that text arrive to a response back, yes, I will go. Wow. Okay. It's meant for you to go on the trip. And a few days later, come to find out that Grace wasn't able to go with us. And so we were blessed to be able to take this person who obviously was meant to be there. And I believe that this trip is not our trip, but God's trip, and that we will just be blessed to go and do his work. And obviously, all of us were meant to be there, but this person didn't realize it to the last minute, and I'm grateful that she was able to go with us. So our theme was on the road was the theme, and so the scripture was from the walk to Emmaus. So on our faith journey, we all have bumps in the road. Some of us are blessed that our bumps are not that big, and some of our bumps and challenges are huge. We at times have doubt and wonder, what's wrong with me? But God is walking right beside us and gives us hope. God uses us, can't see what I wrote, and sends others to speak for us and comfort us. And I think we all seen that on the trip. This youth group is a family. Some of our family are Veroni members. Some of our family are friends who attend youth from other churches in our community. These trips take us out of our comfort zone, place us on a crew with four or five other individuals that we don't know, and we're going to serve together. We worship on Sunday through Friday twice a day. We have devotions twice a day with our crew and our youth, and our main focus is to look for God and to serve and to focus on our relationship with God. So thank you for allowing us to go.
For me, it's been really a healing journey of many ways, but I want to read a scripture that kind of starts out where we began. It's in Isaiah 42, verse 16, and it says, I will lead the blind by a road they do not know, by paths they have not known. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I will do, and I will not forsake them. This, for this group and us, all of us adults, has been that road. We have started out not knowing where we were going, what we were doing, where we would sleep, where we would go to the bathroom, where we would take a shower, where we would do anything. It was a road that we did not know. It was as though we were blind, walking into whatever, but with hearts that knew that God was going to provide. As we met our individual that we would be helping, the person that was our resident, our eyes were opened. Not only opened to what God had, but opened our hearts to what we would learn. Our group that we did was a husband and a wife, and they had struggled. They were a young couple. He was 33 years old, had struggled with drugs. He was on a path to healing himself. But this opened his eyes to see that God was going to show him what God was going to do. Our ladders were high and our hearts were hard to understand how we were going to get up those ladders, let alone paint. But God saw that and he did not let us go. He held on to us. No one fell. No one got bee stings. No one was injured. But the look on this couple's face when they saw the finished product, What we had done for them was much more than he could have ever imagined. He shared every day. They came down to devotions at lunchtime when we ate. His kids came and talked with us, and he shared from his heart, both of them, the husband and the wife, the journey. He has been clean now for over 200 days and asked that we pray for him every day because it's a struggle. But just seeing what we did for him out of nothing that he could have ever done himself, that was the gift. The God sighting was watching them grow closer in their hearts to God that week. They are churchgoers, but they want to walk closer to God. So thank you for allowing all of us the opportunity to meet residents, to encourage them on a road that they did not even know themselves. So thank you again for blessing us and for giving us this opportunity. Amen. Thank you.
I was thankful that my resident had 23 cats, because then I wasn't homesick about my cats. So while we were building our ramp, the cats just sat there, and when we were drilling and sawing, they just stayed there and they never ran away. So that's what I'm thinking.
So our resident had a granddaughter that was staying the week with her, and so I think it was Tuesday, she came out and had devotions with us, and we had a Bible verse, a couple Bible verses that we had to read every day with the devotions, and so our devotion leader asked who wanted to read it, and the granddaughter raised her hand, and she read it, and then we finished devotions up, and she hung out with us for the rest of the day, and started painting, helping us painting, and then every day she would come out, read devotions, and we had a local in our group, his name was Nick, and he invited her to church and to youth, and so the granddaughter said that she would start going to church, and I just thought that was cool.
Well, the whole mission trip was a God sighting and all. But one of my, the top three moments was the trip, and I was on the way there, because in the minivan, it was Bill, Gabe, Ben, Smokey, Damien, me, and Levi. And, yeah, Smokey, dog. We all jam out to the craziest songs ever. Everybody was, headbanging. Everybody was singing. Bill was doing his little dance like that. Bill was doing his little dance like that. Honestly, I don't know how Bill put up with all of us that long, but honestly, I'm glad he did, and I'm glad that it was nobody else driving.
I had a lot of fun this week. I was on a double crew, which is they take two groups of six and they put them together for especially big projects, and our house was big. It was a lot of painting and a lot of scraping, and we got a lot of work done in the first 3 days, but on Thursday, they sent us another crew, so we were a triple crew, and we got so much work done that day. The house was maybe we had an hour or so of work the next day, and it would be finished, and I'm just really grateful for that group. We wouldn't have been able to finish without them.
My God sighting would have to be my youth group, or the family, as I call them, because they've stuck with me through so much, and they've really helped me this past week to realize that I can be myself, and I can open up, and it's okay. And I'm just really thankful for that.
Okay, so this was my fifth year, but just for me, but this one, it really did feel different. Just I guess, I'm not sure if it was the atmosphere or how I was thinking or feeling. I'm not really sure, but it felt different, which was very weird to me. It was very startling. And I couldn't really decide if it was a good or a bad feeling. It was a wonderful feeling in the end, but there were things that I normally don't have trouble with that I did have trouble with. For instance, saying goodbye to a few people. And then there's a lot of people here that who have opened up to me, and some of their things that they've told me, I just kind of started crying. And there's because I love these guys so much, and I wish I could like make sure nothing bad happened to them, but I can't. But anyways, my real God sighting was Thursday night. I always had my notebook on these things. And anyways, I went down to the cross and I read a few of the things that I've never read to anybody. Things that I am not okay with sharing. And I read them just to the cross, which afterwards. It felt very good, but at the same time, and then after when I was done, I don't know why, but a scripture came into mind. For me, reading the Bible is very hard to do, just because it's very hard for me to understand, and it's not something that I super enjoy doing. But for some reason, this came into mind, something that I've never read or thought of. So here, can you hold it? Just so I can find it. I have it marked. It's getting there. Past it. The scripture was Philippians 2:12 for some reason. And I didn't understand it until I opened my Bible this morning and I read what it said. So then, my dear friends, just as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now even more in my absence, work out your own salvation through fear and troubling, for it is God who is making it in, for it is God who is working in you, enabling you both to will and to act for His good purpose.
Okay, so this was my 8th mission trip, and before we left, I was very apprehensive about going because I was now one of the older kids, and it was a little scary kind of feeling in charge of the little ones. But when we went, I didn't exactly know how it was going to go because a lot of the people I had always gone with had since gotten older and stopped going on the trips. But when we got there, these kids surprised me more than I ever imagined. They showed me the love of God in ways that I had never seen on past mission trips. It was amazing and moving, and even though I didn't really know some of these guys at first, I now feel like they are family, and I feel like the people that I already knew are even closer, and it's just an amazing experience that I wouldn't trade for the world.
Okay, so I have like a couple, but I'm going to try to make it short, sweet, and to the point. But so my crew was originally a double crew, and I was fortunate to have Donovan on my double crew, which was really cool because I was thinking, you know, oh crap, like we're not going to get anything done because we're going to be talking and, you know, be goofing around. But it was really awesome to see God work through Donovan, because when I was on the roof, he was like, do you need anything? Like, what can I do? And he always just stood, like, right, like, down from where I was standing, and he would just be looking up at me. He'd be like, are you okay? Like, what are you doing? And one of these days, I started not feeling too good, and I just, like, went into my resident's house, and I just, like, kind of sat there, and I prayed. And next thing you know, Donovan comes in. He's like, hey, like, are you okay? Like, do you need any water? Like, What can I do to help you? And it was just amazing to see God work through Donovan, and just being comforted by him and all his joy and all his love. But another thing is that we had a surprise guest to our crew. His name was Greg, and he volunteered to work on our house because it was a two-story house, and it was just like it had a lot of high up points that we didn't feel comfortable getting or we weren't allowed to get. So Greg brought this like 20-foot, 30-foot ladder. I was like, oh my gosh, like, how is he going to do this? But turns out, come devotion time, he actually is actually preaching at some of his local churches, and he goes around and shares the Word of God, and he was willing enough to open up to us about what was going on in his life. And he just lost his son to drugs at Easter, and I just thought that in my head, I was like, you know, I prayed for him, and I was like, Lord, it was hard giving up your son, but now I hope that Greg understands why you took him, and hopefully his heart is, you know, at peace, and you have him in his arms, though it was hard to give up his only son. And another thing was just being on this trip was a really eye-opener. Like Paige said, it was a different atmosphere, and I didn't know how I was going to feel. But, it started to, like, feel more real and more amazing as time went on. And I got to know a lot of people that I didn't think I would ever know and be close with. And we're just, like, really close now. And I think Carolyn and Bill so much for standing with me and letting me open up to them and them praying for me. And it's just, while I was like bawling my eyes out, I was like, oh my gosh, like, how's this gonna go? But it was just awesome. And next year I'll be one of the older people, so I'll get to look out for all the younger people. So I'm just really thankful for the trip because I wasn't even supposed to go on it.
So I think all of us came on the trip, and we were a different part in our lives. And some of us were meant to connect with our crew. Some of us were meant to connect with each other. And you were supposed to be on the trip. Thank you.
If you get a chance to look at the pictures that we have now in the fellowship hall, some of the mission teams from the past, mission teams five, six years ago, it's really something to see the faces change. Some of the kids are still, you know, they're in some of those pictures back then, but they were so small then. And now, like, you see some of them transitioning to being adult leaders, and some of those older ones have all gone on, and they're doing different things, but their lives are ever marked and changed by their experiences with our youth group. And so we are so thankful for what you do. And Bill and Carolyn, I'm not sure we can thank you guys enough, and all the adults who work with you. Let's go in the peace of Jesus Christ. Go knowing that he leads our every step. Trust in him in all things. And when he leads you into places that are unknown and strange, when you go as a missionary on behalf and in the name of Jesus Christ, may you go knowing that what you are doing is the most important thing in the world. What you are doing makes an eternal difference in the lives of others. Now go in his peace.